I didn't think it was fair. How can the referee give them a penalty like that? I have never seen anything quite as embarrassing in my life, to be honest. And am I allowed to say that? Yeah, because I can't. I thought it was soft, to say the least. I thought some of his decisions, maybe our lads are too honest, standing up through all sorts of things, but that's never a penalty in my book, you know. And he couldn't wait to give it. That's two games recently where he sent somebody off. I thought he got it wrong. So we're all standing there being judged on a side that hopefully Mr. Stroud will be judged, because that was an awful performance from him, I felt, and he lost control of the game at the end.
How excited are you by what Ryan Manning is offering you already?
Very. You know, he's a fantastic young man, you know, and what sums it up for me is very difficult with young players. You know, when you've got a real full top step or landing, so to speak, when it's all full of junk, you can't walk along it, can you? Yeah, you can't get there at home. You've got to clear it out. You've got to make some big decisions. How many of us have got an attic full of stuff that we ain't thrown out? Unfortunately, I've managed to clear some of that, which took us some results, because if people aren't playing, you'll never get rid of them. They'll never go. So I've been tried to inspire them by getting them to want to go, getting them to want to get new contracts, and that's happened. So others were worried about their own self and they needed a big contract before they get too old, so they've gone as well. Others weren't quite the way. I couldn't talk one of them into coming because his family's in staying. One of his family's situated. In fairness, they're all different. But the main thing is we are left with people who want to wear that shirt. And Ryan epitomises it. So does Jamie. So does Pavel. You know, and hopefully we'll get through to everybody so they all run and work that same way. Yeah, there's things we need. There is. But I can tell you, I'm absolutely delighted what's coming in that dressing room.
And you say you don't think it was a penalty, but when you've got a goalkeeper like Alex Smithies, he saves those.
Yeah, he does, yeah. And listen, we needed that. Everybody would have felt aggrieved that it was on 6 minutes, you know. We were in a funny situation after that. Instead of us gaining from it, we almost lost from it because we got nervous from that moment then, you know, instead of us. You know, it was really weird. They had a really dominant period after that and we couldn't settle down, but not being funny, if you given soft to an away team that soft in a local derby, that don't make sense to me. I thought that's a really bad, bad mistake by the one, even the ref who give it. So how far is he away from it? How can he definitely see that? You got to be sure. Can't be.
Have you
terrible
seen it since?
Mistake. Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Okay.
Hopeless. Ask my ex-colleagues in the studio there. They got visions of it left, right and centre, and how quick did he make the decision? It was embarrassing. And after that, I got to say, we got to have to train to dive on the floor a little bit, because if we don't go down, our boys are fighting for the ball, we don't get free kicks. You got to balance it out. Surely there's two teams out. I thought he was awful today, I have to say that.
And it was bad tempered in the end. What happened?
Well, he's lost control of the game, in my opinion. He's lost control of the game. And he's an experienced ref. Everybody has an off day. Boy, oh boy, was he bored today. I'm going to tell him in a minute if he still bothers to hang around. And by the way, at Brighton he was poor as well.